In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Now, time for Game Time Without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, here we go, a little game time. I just opened up a fresh box of 1994-95 Series 1 NBA basketball
hoops.
We have not done basketball ever.
Let me see that. That's a pretty sweet setup.
It actually wasn't really cheap either. You would think some of these are dirt cheap, but they get paid $60-something
really?
Whatever on eBay. Yeah, a little while ago.
Who's on the cover of that? Barclay? Who?
Penny Hardaway.
Oh, Penny. Little Penny. And Tyra hanging at the crib.
I think that's Weber and Mullins.
See, Webb? Let me see. Hold on.
Weber and Mullins for Golden State on air?
Where's my boy Mully at? That is Mully, and that looks like C. Webb, and that's Penny Hardaway.
There you go.
Oh, here
okay,
we go.
Not bad. All right, so let's go. So this
all
should
right.
be, if any year, I feel like this would be good. All right, I'll start us off.
Boy, I haven't.
I know. It's just basketball names. It's just.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know, expect to get some.
I know the point is the baseball cards. Everybody had baseball cards, but we also know sports names. So whether it's football
yeah,
or
this.
Basketball, let's just see what we got here.
I'd like to do 4 hours of this, actually. How fun would that be?
All right, we'll do another podcast of that. And why can't I open this damn pack of cards? There we go.
Ah. Right,
harder to open. All right. First one's an all-star.
You got to get a gimmick ready like they do in the WWE with the chairs. You got to have it ready for when we go on the air.
I know. And get a gimmick. You're right. Okay,
right?
First one's an all-star, but I want you can name the team of this all-star player.
So we're doing the same thing, teams.
Yeah, same thing. I'll name the player, you name the team. But instead of passing the all-star card, we'll keep
94-95. Gotcha.
David Robinson.
All right, come on, dude.
Well, I'm just giving you the name.
Right, Spurs.
Figure I'd give you a layup.
I'll take the layup there.
Here's a good one. This card is, you got something there, Hoff?
No, just to confirm, it's Topps or Fleer?
This is Topps.
Okay.
Well,
cool.
What's the difference?
Does it matter?
Actually,
oh, no, it does. I mean, Fleer is awesome. Fleer was awesome back in the day, too.
No, but it wouldn't impact the teams.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what type of pulls we're going to get.
Topps. Ooh. This is Topps.
He's trying to determine if he's going to steal it
look,
and he's going to go into our office
that's
later.
Not a bad...
That's beautiful presentation. Very smooth.
Okay.
One for one.
Bobby Hurley. See, this is why I love this.
What year is this?
94-95. Now, remember, the 94-95 card...
That's definitely the Kings. He was with the Kings for a couple years at this point.
Correct. Now,
no
check
doubt.
This card out, though.
Oh, Bob. You know what? I need
yeah,
this
you
card.
Can have that. Yeah. Now, look at the card. Tell me.
Greg Anthony playing a little defense there.
He's
number 50.
Isn't it sick?
This is fantastic. Can I tell you a quick aside?
Yeah.
So, the night that Bobby Hurley got in the car accident,
yes.
I was in college. I think I was my second year? Maybe first? Second.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd come home from being out. And I fell asleep to the fan, even up there. And I got it very staticky. And that's how I heard that Bobby Hurley was in that massive car wreck on the fan up in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Yeah, terrible. Now, what do you, like, you know Bobby Hurley?
I know his dad pretty well. I've had Bobby on a few times.
Okay.
Danny's the only one I've never really talked to. I've had Bobby on a bunch.
All right,
great
check
guy.
Out,
he's intense. He's nuts.
We got some great names here.
In a good way.
Wesley Pearson. Person.
Oh, Person was on the Suns at this
there
point.
You
little,
go.
Little
there
shooter.
You go, BT.
Yeah, come on, man. It's
excuse
hoops,
my eyes
dude.
Here.
Where's Person? He was a sniper.
Isaiah.
I think he wore socks high. Maybe not. Maybe I'm reaching now. Anyway. Sorry.
Now, this is an all-star card, but he was with this team anyway during this all-star year. Isaiah Rider.
Oh, it's got to be the Timberwolves
there
at this point.
There you go.
Isaiah Rider.
Action. Oh,
yeah,
God,
this is good.
What a pack this is.
This is good.
One? You're going to love this one.
Let's go. Can we get this sponsored finally?
You're going to love this
four
one. Ready?
Four, of course.
Detlef Schrempf.
Oh, Detlef. So, 90 Pacers at this point.
Whoa.
No, no.
Seattle? Yes.
No.
Yeah, dude. Seattle Sonics.
When did he go to the Pacers? The Knicks played against them all the time.
Yeah.
Was he dealt that
but
year?
But that's what I'm saying. Before, remember, this is 94-90 Topps cards, but it was from really 93-94.
That's a tricky one, but I'll take the loss on that, but begrudgingly. Four for five.
Steve Smith.
These are fantastic. Oh, Stevie Smith from Michigan State?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I know that... Okay, hold on. Steve Smith was definitely on that Hawks team that the Knicks beat when the Hawks had to play where the Falcons played in the second round of the playoffs in 99. Was Steve Smith on, and I know Steve was with Portland for a little bit.
It's the team that drafted him.
Yeah. I don't think he was drafted by the Hawks. I'm not going to say the Hawks. Am I? Hold on.
Nice deal.
No.
You know this one, Hoff?
Yeah.
One that even,
hold on a second.
Have you known these names?
Dallas Mavericks.
No.
Steve Smith?
Yeah.
What? Dallas Mavericks.
Go back to bed.
No, not in these
because you say Steve Nash.
Steve Smith.
Yes, Steve Smith.
No, none of the Mavericks.
Yeah, no. I don't know if you ever played for the Mavericks, but no, not on this card.
Yeah. Was he on that Portland team later with
the
Trailblazers?
I could hear Hurley cringing. Just get to
Hawks.
It. Heat.
Oh,
yeah.
Wasn't
you don't remember
that.
Him with the Heat?
I do. I just don't remember that year. No.
Kenny Gattison.
Damn it. Kenny Gattison. I see a... No, that was Kenny Gatling. I see a Warriors, but I don't think that that's right.
This one I don't remember.
That's a tough one here. Kenny Gattison. Can you give me Eastern Conference or Western Conference? He was in the East here. So, Kenny Gattison. Cavaliers maybe at that point?
Hornets.
Hornets, okay.
Chris Mullen.
Oh, my boy Mullen.
Do you want this card too?
I do. I absolutely
give it to you
want
you,
that one.
After you guess the name of the team.
Why?
Yeah, give me the name.
Let's see. So, hold on. I got to make sure I get screwed by the year.
Well,
hold on. Drafted in 85, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 91, 92. It should be the Pacers.
Oh.
It should be. It's going to say the Warriors. It should have been. When did he go?
You should have gotten that one. Oh, here's a good one.
No, I should have got. I think that he was on. It's based on the year. It's a.
Yeah. I get it. Sherman Douglas.
I think Sherman was on the Heat at this point.
Oh.
He played Nets.
Celtics.
He was all over the place, Sherman.
Yeah, you're right. Started with the Heat.
Sherman was good. Sherman was an underrated pro.
Yes.
You look at some of her Sherman. Forget about it, Syracuse. Some of his stats. Like, he had some years where he averaged like 9, 10 dimes in the NBA. Sherman was good.
All right, couple more here.
Yeah, good.
Loy Vaught. Never heard of him.
Loy Vaught was a big man. I think he played collegiately in Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. Is that on the back of the card?
Yes, Loy Vaught. Correct. Yeah. So that was the right player.
I think I'm going to get this one wrong, but I'm going to say the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Clippers.
Good call. He is a Clipper.
Nice.
Yes, good pull.
There you go.
There's doubles there.
Mm.
Doubles of that, so you know that one. Last one. Nate McMillan.
Nate Dogg. He was with the Sonics.
Yeah.
Nate Dogg. A little all Nate right. Dogg in the hands.
The ones you got right there.
All right. This is fun. I want to do hoops one, right? Every single time.
And I like the hoops ones. Maybe this is better than football.
Oh, think? We knew nothing.
Yeah, I know. Football. Some random lineman in the
80s. Many would you have gotten? Would you have done well on this pack?
I don't know. Next time I'll go.
Okay.
You can give me the pack next time. But yes, I'm familiar with the names outside of probably Gattison.
Loy Vaught, you didn't know.
Vaught, I had no
idea.
Would you
have gotten Steve Smith with the Heat?
I don't know.
Because he played for a couple different the Portland Blazers, the Hawks. Like, he bounced around a little bit.
I might have guessed Hawks.
Yeah.
Usually with these, it's the first name that comes to, or the first team that comes to mind when you hear the name.
This was fun.
I can't tell. All right, that does
it for
this week.
I got to apologize to my boy, Molly. Molly, I don't know how I got that wrong. That's my bad. That's awful.
You had the clue.
I was overthinking it.
You looked at the top of the box. It had
stage fright.
It happens. All right, 888-808-1019. Josh is in Far Rockaway. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
What's going on, buddy?
I just wanted to tell you, I want to thank you. I met you a few months ago at that bar by the Garden. I think it was the day St. John's opened. You guys are really nice. We took pictures. We talked for a little bit. It was
over at Stout right before the Big East tournament. I was great there.
Yeah,
awesome.
I was working around the corner. I popped in. You guys are really nice.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. That was awesome to have you.
What's
up, Josh?
Yeah, it was really awesome. So listen, I'm a big Giants fan, but I'm really rooting for them to lose every game. I mean, when it comes down to it, I'm less worried about the first overall pick or the 7th or the 10th. I mean, once it's in the first round, everything's a toss-up. But when I look at the last 25 years, everyone likes to pull out three names: Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, and Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it can happen, but it's normally not how it happens. So like Sal, you said you want to win games, you like the guy move up. Hey, they tried it last year. They found the guy. They loved him. And guess what? They couldn't move up. So like, I just feel like it's like they have to finally just tank the right way. Like, what did it do for me that Tommy DeVito won a very exciting game against the Packers? It cost us a good quarterback, and now we're not in the pack. It's like force feeding your kid medicine when they don't want it.
Oh, no, hold on, Josh. But let me give you. I get you. Let me just give you a little bit of a different approach here, and I really do hear you on most levels here. But you said specific to the Packers game when DeVito played well and you guys beat Jordan Love. What does it really do for you now? Well, what it does do, certainly, what it does do literally is that it gave the Giants enough evidence that he was worth keeping around, and potentially if he plays very well these next seven games, maybe this grows into a story that nobody envisioned, and if he didn't play well against the Packers and he had three picks, maybe he's on the street now. I mean, I know I'm pushing it forward.
Right, but there's a flip side to that. So why not start him 5 weeks ago?
I don't have the answer.
When it actually could have meant something. Yeah. I'm not saying you should tank if you have the 20th pick and you can move to the 15th, but why do it now when it's already dead? You're just going to screw everything up. He's probably not the guy. These guys are usually not the guy. So why not give him a real shot?
Well, this is a real shot for him, Josh, and thank you for the call. The reason why you didn't do it 5 weeks ago, or why they didn't do it 5 weeks ago, is they were still trying to save the season, and they believed Daniel Jones was the best quarterback to win games right now. Obviously, that didn't work, and now they're not, I don't know if I don't want to, like, they're obviously trying to win games, but they also, I mean, look, they've tried to win games for the first 10 weeks and it hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that all of a sudden DeVito's going to come in and they're going to win games, but what they're doing at bare minimum is giving excitement to an otherwise dead fan base while evaluating what they have in Tommy DeVito. There's no harm in that. It still might result in excitement, evaluating DeVito, and losing. And then maybe
That's true.
I wouldn't recommend rooting for them to lose. Like, I want to see him play well. But if they lost these games, you're not going to get mad. And as long as he's playing these games, there is an entertainment, exciting aspect to it.
Yep.
So, like, I think they're trying to thread the needle a little bit. But the reality is you can't do this 5 weeks ago when the season was still on the line.
I agree. Now's the time to do it. Let me give this a little throw in the hopper. So, seven games to go. They're big dogs this week. They'll be at least dogs, slight dogs, Thanksgiving. How many of the remaining seven, even though Dallas stinks, how many of the remaining seven games do you think they will be underdogs in? Six?
Probably the majority of them. Colts at home, Aints at home. I mean, those would maybe be the only swing games. They're not going to be favored in Atlanta.
No.
Not going to be favored over the Ravens. Not going to be favored in Philadelphia,
Rams,
regardless of the situation. Where's the Rams?
Not the Rams.
They got the Bucs. They got the Bucs where they're, what, 6-point underdogs?
0-1.
In Dallas?
0-2.
They're not going to be favored in Dallas?
They'll be slight dogs. I mean, no, it's going to be a slight lean Dallas.
Home against the Saints?
Depending upon how they play in these next two, that could be a pick, but I still think it's going to be Saints,
also,
actually.
Yeah.
Small favorite Saints.
Saints also been better.
0-3.
Ravens?
0-4.
At Atlanta?
0-5.
Home against the Colts?
Possibly, depending upon what happens there. If the Colts are playing for something, maybe one right there.
And at Philly.
Okay, so one. Unless Philly can sit everybody down, which maybe they could, whatever, they still wouldn't be favored.
Maybe Dallas, but again, who knows?
They're not going to be favored in Dallas. They're not going to be. Now, maybe if it's 1.5 or two, and you try to incentivize, you know, some action both ways, so you cash out on the VIG, but it's not. They're not going to be favored in Dallas on Thanksgiving. They're not, even if they play well against Tampa. My point is, they're going to be dogs six of the last seven games, possibly all of them, right? If they go, just throwing it out there, 5-2 or even 4-3, all right, which is probably more likely than 5-2, if even though it's still fairly unlikely, unless DeVito turns into Marino, part of the reason they're going to win four or five of those games in this hypothetical I present you is because the other guys are doing really well.
Right.
And that would bode well for the future.
Right.
So, like, would that usurp being three or four spots higher in the draft? Like, what's more appealing? To have the fourth overall pick and still maybe not have a quarterback access to a quarterback that you love, or draft 11th but finish with a bang and suddenly the young kids are cooking and it's like, oh, okay, you get Andrew Thomas back next year, you get Kayvon Thibodeau back, like maybe we're a little bit better than we thought.
Also, now this is Tankathon instead of the standings. So right now it would be number one, Jacksonville, number two, Tennessee, number three, Cleveland, number four, the Giants. Okay, that's
all tiebreakers incorporated there.
Yep, exactly. So this is like the official, if it were to end today, the draft order.
Okay.
Jacksonville probably, I shouldn't say probably, we don't know, there's still 7 weeks to go, whatever. But there's a chance Jacksonville ends up with that number one pick.
Yes, and I still wouldn't. Yeah, I'd probably say no. But yeah, there's still a chance.
Well, who do you think is going to end up with
maybe
that number
the Raiders.
Pick? All right, well, whatever.
Either way.
There's a chance Jacksonville will have that top pick. And if they do, they're likely going to trade. Likely. Who knows what's really going to happen. But that's maybe an avenue for the Giants to trade up to that number one spot. So you can. There is a way to move up. Somebody's going to do it. And I really believe the Giants could have traded up last year with New England. Again, I don't know the inner workings. I could be totally wrong on that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It just seemed like it would have taken a ton to get him, where the Giants didn't have the appetite to give up a ton to get Drake May.
How about this? I'm going to incorporate the other team who's a mess in town.
Yeah.
How about the Giants? Let's say the Jaguars finish first and the Giants finish fourth.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going one of two ways. Let's say the Giants and the Jaguars make a trade, but it's just draft slots, right?
Yeah.
Well, number one, that's number one. Number two, how about the Jaguars and the Giants make a trade and Trevor Lawrence goes to the Giants?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Trevor Lawrence goes to the Giants, and then because the Jaguars are not picking a quarterback right now. There's no chance.
I mean,
zero chance.
The thought process, Jaguars, like the Bears did with Justin Fields, trade him and 100%. Take Caleb Williams. Yeah, that's possible, too.
Or why can't the Jets get on the phone and say, hey, you want to trade Trevor? I mean, if you're a Jet, I mean, that's a deeper conversation down the road. We could actually do it. On first glance, from a Jets perspective, appealing to it?
Yes, it would be.
Trevor Lawrence to the Jets.
With the right quarterback? Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I would take a flyer. 100%. BT and Sal on the fan. More your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.